Okay, well, of course, it's nice to to come in here and win and be 3-1. I thought our team did a pretty good job today. Raiders are real physical. Of course, coming off a big win last week, but I was proud of the way we ran the ball and played good in the red zone both sides and handled the turnover situation a lot better than we did last week. So, tough win, but good win. And now we kind of turn the page and get back in the division this week. But they're a good football team, and fortunately we were able to play well in the second half, make a few more plays than they did. That was the difference.
Your young running back, Stephen Ridley, played well today. Just talk about how he was able to kind of eat up yardage on the ground today.
Yeah, Stephen did a good job. I thought all of our backs ran well. We had a good day running the ball, so that always helps balance things up. And Ridd came in and gave us a lift on a few plays, so it was good. It's great.
Was that a matchup thing, Bill, that you wanted to try and get more on the ground, or did you feel as if you needed maybe a little more balance heading into this portion of the season?
We ran the ball better. I mean, we always want to have balance, and we are able to have it today. So players did a good job. We blocked well. We ran well. The receivers blocked well. They're involved in a lot of those perimeter plays, blocking in the DBs and crack blocking and things like that. So, it's a good team effort running the ball. It's not, one guy can't do it. You got to have 11 guys.
Bill, you mentioned the Raiders' toughness. What did you learn about your guys' toughness
today? Well, I think we have a physical football team. I thought we had a good day playing physically today. We ran the ball pretty well, and I thought we stood up to a physical team. But we're going to see that pretty much every week. So we'll get challenged there next week, and I'm sure a lot of successive weeks.
You imagine at the start of the season that Wes Watkins would get off to the start he has as far as being prolific.
Oh, he's good. Yeah, Wes is a good player. We know that. He's a hard guy to cover. We competed against him when he was at Miami, and we competed against him every day in practice. And he's a good receiver. I thought all of our receivers stepped up. We got plays from everybody today. So again, that just helps the overall balance of being able to spread the ball around and also being able to run it.
You
worry about everybody. Look, it's a physical game. Everybody gets hit out there.
Gerard went down. I know you're not going to get it specific. You just finished, but how important is he been to your defense, and how do you deal with it if it's an extended period?
Yeah, he's done a good job for us. We'll see where he's at. We'll get back, take a look at it tomorrow, and see where he's at going into this week.
What did you see on Chung's interception? How did that end up as it did?
It looked like they were trying to run a play action pass down on the goal line and try to get the defense to bite up on the run, and then hit somebody in behind him, and then it's kind of a busted play. So I don't know exactly what happened. I think obviously Campbell must have figured somebody was coming in behind him. I don't know.
Did they give you an explanation why they picked up the play on PI against
Kyle? No, they said it was incidental contact, that the guys got their legs tangled together.
Vince Wilfork went over 100 games without an interception. He gets two in the first 4 weeks. Does he just happen to be in the right place at the right time now?
Oh, he sure was today. And Vince has got great hands. People don't realize that because he's not a skilled player, but he can catch the ball and catch punts and everything else. So when he gets his hands on it, he's like a vacuum cleaner. He sucks it right in there. But that was a big play for us and great awareness on Vince's part.
And the yards out for the catch.
Right. He's a guy to bring down. That. Got a gang tackle.
How did the defense change without Mayo?
You saw it in the second half.
Bill, how much more improved are the Raiders in your opinion than what you've seen out there?
Well, we haven't played them since 08, so that's the last time we've actually faced them. Let's say they're definitely better than they were then, but it's 3 years ago. So I think they're a good football team. They played very well, really, in all three games. Certainly could have won the Buffalo game. I think they're a good team.
Bill, you guys played a lot more zone today. Was that because of where you are defensively, or was that something you saw matchup-wise with the Raiders?
We just felt that was the best way, in some cases to play open. But we mixed it in, or tried to anyway. And we'll do that week to week. We'll try to do what we feel like is best for our team against whoever we're playing. It gives us the best chance to win.
Bill, you mentioned the Raiders being a physical team. How much of a point of emphasis was it this week for your guys to maintain their composure? Sometimes that physicality leaks over into penalties. They had 7 penalties in the first half. how much of a point was it for your guys not to get stopped into that?
Well, we always talk about that. I mean, we never want to be heavily penalized. I mean, that's one of our goals every game, really, is to avoid penalties. So we could have avoided a few more, but we never want to be penalized. That's just gives the other team extra opportunities as well as costing us yardage. But look, in physical games, that kind of thing happens, and keeping your poise and staying away from those flags is important. No question.
Any comments on Seymour, who leads the Rangers offense on defense? On how he played?
No, trying to watch our team out there.
What's your takeaway from this game, 4 games into the season?
Got a long way to go. Very competitive division. We played 2 of the teams in our division. We've got another one coming up this week. They all look pretty good. There's a lot of other good teams in the AFC. Looks like early in the season. So, very competitive year. We got a long way to go. Hopefully we can improve.
Bill, the final stat sheet said defensively you gave up over 500 yards, but do you feel better about your defense that you saw in the second half with the play?
I feel good that we won. That's good. We didn't win last week. I didn't feel good. We won this week. I feel better. We won the first 2 weeks. I feel better those 2 weeks, too. That's what we come here for, is to win games. Try to win another one.
Anything else,
all right, thank you. Thanks a lot.